Hello and welcome back to Scarlett Jo's Redemption, Curious Minds for the Healthy Pets. Today we're going to dive into training, and it's very, very wide with what I'm going to talk about. So when you take your dog out to train and you have an adorable little puppy and everyone wants to come up and say hello. And even if your dog is out at Home Depot or Lowe's or any other store that you are allowed to bring your dog into, it is a training process and you don't want everyone to come up to you. I'm going to backtrack a little bit. This is also like taking out your children or taking out your kids. People just bring it upon themselves to come over and get a little too close to your children. It's really the same thing with puppies. If it's not yours, ask permission before you touch. Again, you guys have heard me say on here a couple of times, I have a 9-month, will be 10 months this week. Oh my gosh. And people will get very close to my son and touch him, and it's very awkward. And thankfully, you know, obviously we're right there and we're watching everything that's happening, and they're all very nice people within the situation. But no, you don't do that. You don't touch someone's baby. You don't touch someone's puppy. You always ask. This came up because my really good friend has a puppy, and he's a King Charles Cavalier. Everybody knows how freaking cute those dogs are, and I adore him. I think he's absolutely stinking cute too. So she had him at Lowe's, and you know, she tried to explain to the woman that yes, he's in training, you know, please. And she made a nasty comment to her. What? Why? Why have that have to have confrontation? Like, I'm baffled by this conversation even needs to be had. So while I'm doing my homework and my research for breeders, because I'm offering my online course to their puppies, that way they can share it with the pet owners and spread more awareness and education for them, I stumbled upon this one breeder that had a little, oh my gosh, what is it called? Essentially a collar around its neck that said, in training, please don't touch. Perfect. Absolutely. Bandana. That's exactly what the dog had on. It had a bandana. So put a bandana on your dog, since people cannot respect boundaries. You know, place it on your dog. Some people have harnesses, some people have collars and the bandanas. Honestly, load your dog up. Load your dog up with everything. Say, do not touch. You know, I'm going to go on another little tangent about service dogs. I was recently at an RV show and saw a lot of service dogs at the RV show that did not allow dogs. Now, some of these dogs were legit service dogs, and that makes me happy, because if the dog is serving a purpose, absolutely bring your dog there. But those dogs are trained. Those dogs are trained to deal with different noises, different people, different sounds, different experiences. And what I witnessed was a chihuahua in a stroller and a chihuahua on the ground with little vests on saying that they're service dogs. They were scared. That's not okay. You can't just slap on service dogs on your little dog because you want to take them everywhere. And if anything, the little dog in the stroller is better off than the little dog that's on the ground, because it can't get trampled. It can't get scared and run off. Then I saw a larger dog that looked like a little Rottweiler lab mix, scared. He had service dog harness on him as well. And he was scared. There was tons of golf carts driving around to get people from point A to point B because of it was huge, the RV show. And the dog got startled. Again, if you had listened to my previous podcast about taking your dogs to fall festivals, you really need to train your dogs for these environments. And technically, your dog shouldn't be here. It's not a service dog. Your dog that is scared of what's going on around it is not trained for these situations and is not a trained service dog. You wanted the dog there for your own selfish reasons, and you're not paying attention to him. So that kind of goes on the tangent of training your dog. And if you're going to take them out, they need to be trained. And if they need to go through a process, then they need to go to places where they are allowed to go. It's not okay, because what's going to happen is those fake service dogs are going to ruin it for the actual service dogs. I don't think that'll ever happen, but it's going to make things more difficult for people that actually need it. I'm preaching. I'm going to go on and on and on about this one. So really back to, if you see a dog out in public, it is not your dog and it's not your friend's dog, ask before you touch, or even before you approach. You know, don't even look at the dog. Look at the owner. May I pet your dog? That's appropriate. And if they say no, okay, thank you. Walk away. There's no need for rude comments. The dog is in training. Be respectful to everybody out there, honestly. And just don't pet a dog that's not yours. Oh, anyways. So thank you for coming on and listening to me rant a little bit, and going off and on about don't touch a dog that's in training, or even a dog that is out and about. It still might be in training, even though it doesn't have a bandana on, a collar or a halter, anything like that. So yeah, you guys can always find me on Instagram, Scarlett_Joes_redemption. I have my online course for new puppy parents to take to be proactive with their puppy's health. I have the website that still has my sweatshirts, t-shirts, and all that kind of stuff going on right now as well. I would appreciate it because it helps spread awareness of my business and what we are trying to do and help dogs live a happy and healthy life by their pet owner's side and saving money along the way. So any questions for me, always reach out. You guys know how to reach me at the www.scarlettjoesredemption.com. It has my email. It has my phone number. I'm here for you to enjoy the life with your dog. Thank you, and see you next week.